Now I remember when you called me late at night. I gave you my hours and advice, just trying to fix you and all your daddy issues. But now I don't even miss you anymore. So I want all the tears back that I cried, all the hours spent giving advice on how to write your songs. All you did was prove me wrong when you said you loved me. You must have had your fingers crossed. When you said you loved me, you must have had your fingers crossed. Nah, mate. Love is transitory, isn't it? People change their mind. Love is a wonderful thing, as Michael Bolton once said. Makes you smile through the pouring rain. You know, imagine that. Imagine something so good it makes you smile even through the pouring rain. That's love. That's how people fall in love in Manchester. However, love also ends. It almost always ends, you know? And in our hearts, we know this. So when it does end, please, don't go nuts. Don't go crazy. Be upset, sure, that's understandable. It's upsetting for both of us. But don't go nuts, aggressive. Please, you know? When you said you loved me, well, you must have had your fingers crossed. No, I didn't. I didn't. I loved you and now I don't. I'm so sorry, but you do realize that happens, yeah? It happens to virtually everyone. Love isn't forever. It's Michael Bolton. It's not forever. Don't get aggressive. Passive aggressive. Or as my good friend says, passy aggressy. Stop it. Stop it. I was talking to another friend the other day about her past relationships and her daughter's relationships, and it suddenly dawned on me, no one can cope with rejection. And as I say, get upset, sure. You've heard me a few weeks ago on the floor, self-indulgently recording my upset for all to hear. That's fine. Please, God, have some dignity. Don't go all Glenn Close on the other person. And I was talking to my friend about this. Glenn Close did women a disservice, didn't she? Because we associate women with bunny boilers, you know, but men, women, non-binary. I've come to think that none of you, none of you but me, in fact, can ever split up with anyone without being aggressive, threatening, spreading shit. Stop it. Stop it. Where's your fucking dignity? Where's your dignity? Where's your fucking self-respect? Anyway, you're not thinking this through. Listen to yourself. Oh yeah, my past boyfriend was a dick. He stopped loving me, so I spread loads of shit about him and got really violent and threatening. Anyway, will you go out with me? No. No thanks. You're all right, mate. Thanks very much. Cheers. Cheers, but no thanks. See you later. See you later. Let's hope we never go out or have sex. or kiss or anything. Fingers crossed, legs crossed, anything to avoid you getting cross. Lots of love to you all. Most of you anyway.